from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Thank you, Parrot Dog. Now, VK, I've just learnt in the studio that you've actually had a long stint at Radio 1 in Dunedin.
Yeah, I did.
You're no stranger to doing a drive show.
No.
How long do you host a show for on Radio 1?
I worked at Radio 1 for 5 years. So I did 2 years of Thursday Afternoon Delight. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the time I was doing the drive show. And then I moved to Auckland and here I am.
Okay. I don't want to play favourites amongst the BNET or the SRN stations, but I think like RD1 is probably the coolest of our neighbours.
Oh, look, I feel like, you know, the vibes are pretty immaculate, but the vibes are immaculate here. So, you know, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, do you just want to give the listeners a bit of background on yourself if you're going to, like, in a nutshell, explain who you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure thing. So, hi, my name is VK and I'm a Ukrainian-born alt-pop artist who is currently living in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. I like to describe my sound as like blending like emo rebellion with pop sensibilities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in a live setting, you know, I'm using like synths and trigger pads and that kind of thing. But then, you know, in a setting like this, it's really nice to play acoustic and sort of focus more on the songwriting as opposed to, you know, the production being not the most important part of the song, but it definitely is a difference when you play acoustic versus
You've lugged the biggest keyboard I've ever seen in my life up a couple of flights of stairs here to BFM. Do you just want to tell us what you are playing? I notice you've got a laptop and some other bits and pieces. Do you just want to describe your setup to everyone?
Sure. So I'm just running a Juno DS88 key, so it's a full-size piano beast, through Ableton Live, out through a Scarlett interface, and running vocals through Ableton as well. So it just kind of keeps everything clean and streamlined. Not playing any through any backing tracks. It's all going to be acoustic today.
Okay, cool. That sounds good. All right. Well, shall we just get right into it and you can work your magic?
Sure.
And you just play through and then we'll have a chat at the end.
Okay.
And I'll just move these mics. Hang on.
Okay.
That one? Yeah?
Yeah. Yo, let's go. Okay, so there's a bit of a story behind this song. Story time. I try not to be too long. This song is called Rust. It was originally produced by Abby Knudsen, also has an artist project called Missy. You should check her out. I wasn't going to release the song. It was written a year ago. It was about me coming to Aotearoa from Ukraine and sort of a response on people's ideas that we were losing our freedom by being inside because of lockdown. And it made me kind of like, okay, well, losing freedom is not necessarily being stuck inside. It's being unable to have, you know, water and food and all those sorts of kinds of things. So we moved here because, you know, living 80 kilometers from the Chernobyl disaster site was not a vibe. So Mum decided to come here. And anyway, so I decided to release it in the end, and I released it on the 25th of February, and it would have been midnight in Kyiv, which is where I'm from, where, yeah, obviously we know what's going on. There's a war happening. And so, yeah, I'm going to play it for you today, and the lyrics are quite chilling considering it obviously was not planned.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Ross. This next one is a little bit of a happier tune. So this one isn't released, but I... Oh, exclusive. No one knows this. But I have a mixtape coming out in June-ish, July. And this song was actually kind of like... I broke up with someone and I moved to Auckland and they lived in Dunedin at the time. And I was walking down the street and let's just, you know how Snapchat has the maps that you can sort of stalk where people are at? Anyway, this guy stalked where I was at, found where I was working and was waiting for me to finish. And anyway, it was the most bizarre situation. So the idea is like, when you haven't seen someone for a really long time and then you see them again and you're like, is that you? You're a little bit looking different. Anyway, this is called Destination Nowhere. This is a message to my old lover. Did you throw your pretty heart to another? Did you fall overseas when we met in the street 7 months ago? This is a message to my old lover. Did you throw your pretty heart to another? I've been waking up alone, I've been checking my phone, I've been dreaming of you. And I know that it's wrong, I know that I have no home, baby you bought it, it good. Been nightmare, false reality soaked in distant memories, touch makes me wage, drip and sweat. Right here, no apologies. Falling with you under me, touch that dissipates regrets. Drip and sweat, baby. These regrets,
VK?
Here we go.
You know how to radio, so just move it into the appropriate position for you to talk into it. Sorry, it's a...
It's rather flaccid.
Yeah.
So, can I say that? Sorry. Hello.
Now, for those people out there listening, you've got some shows coming up, which I saw on social media. You're headed down to Mardi Gras in Aucoonee.
Yeah.
Have you? You've played it before?
I have. I played last year, and yeah, it's a wild party in the snow. So I'm really, really excited. I think tickets are on sale now.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys should come.
Anything else
There is a tour in the works that was supposed to happen pre-lockdown, mm-hmm. but it was all sort of cancelled, basically. And it'll be going in a tying hand in hand with my mixtape that's getting released. So information about that TBC, but you guys will be the first to know.
Okay, cool. And you sort of do, it's like a sliding scale of tunes. You're kind of doing this stuff, but you also do, what? How would you describe it? Like some more sort of party style?
Yeah, like alt bass pop, I mm-hmm. guess. It's sort of like, it's not quite well, so I have a couple of tracks that are D&B, which I've sort of featured on, and I've done a few remixes and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's like, I hate to be that artist that's I don't know what genre, but yeah, it's like alternative bass pop, okay. kind of bass music with lyrical substance.
Okay, nice. And if people want to find out more, where's the best place to find?
Literally all of my social media is at VK Music. That's VIKAE Music. Yeah, everywhere. And then VIKAE on Spotify and Apple Music and all those wonderful, magical things.
Okay, awesome. Thanks. Thank you for lugging in that massive keyboard. We'll give you a hand to get it downstairs.
Cheers.
Okay.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.